Darkness is deepest at midnight, and there's a knock at the door. It startles. You pull up the covers and go back to bed. The sun has set on America, and we sleep in the midnight of morality. Once, if homosexuals holding hands and lesbians cuddling up to one another was put on TV by a presidential candidate, the stones would fly. It's a bad dream come true. Once, if a president gave weapons to terrorists who killed Christians and called for the toppling of a foreign leader who protected them, he would have been stoned. It's a strange dream come true. The door knocks. We roll over and sleep in the midnight of social order. White males are dying before their time. White youths don't marry, but party instead. White women abort their babies, and white suicides are soaring. The faith of their fathers has been cast off. Blasphemies lay on their lips, and churches are turned into taverns and bars. Trading places with the Soviet Union can darken the mind and enfeeble the soul. The door is knocking, and no one gets up to see who it is as we sleep in the midnight of confusion. An Olympic champion impersonates a woman. A woman impersonates a killer. A millionaire impersonates a victim. A billionaire impersonates democracy. And a bunch of left-wing Jews impersonate Republicans. There's an identity crisis adrift. Trumpsters live in an imaginary time zone. The 50s are gone and babies don't boom. Babe Ruth is now Abdul, and TSA's at the ballpark. There's a knock at the door as we sleep in the midnight of political control. Patriots are ignored and smeared. Political correctness is dictated by Jewish autocrats. Political blackmail is committed on Capitol Hill, and Jews legislate from the bench. Democracy is awarded to the highest bidder, and you're nothing. You're not even a number. You're a digit. It's a knock at midnight that scares you out of your sleep. "Who's there?" you cry. No reply. You ask again, but you won't get up. "There's no justice in this world," you say, and go back to bed. Sleep on, dreamer, sleep on. The FEMA camps are stocked with widescreen TVs, and Dunkin' Donuts has the concession stands. You can die in your sleep and in your sins and not hear a thing.